It's not a crime to take cold medicine, but mix it with other ingredients to make methamphetamine, and it's no longer a legal substance. Meth is a cheap, easily produced drug, which is made with common ingredients like drain cleaners and over-the-counter cold medicines, which contain pseudoephedrine. Some retailers, like Cops, have started asking customers buying cold medicine for identification. 29-year-old Stephanie Wisniewski of Madison says she was buying one bottle of non-prescription medicine and had to show ID to a store clerk.
I was obviously sick. I looked horrible. And I went up to the counter with my NyQuil, and the lady looked down and kind of shuffled her feet, and she said, "I need to see some ID." And I said, "Really? For NyQuil?" She said, "Yep." I said, "Okay."
One of several lawmakers working on legislation to curb meth production says the bill needs to be tough. But Scott Souter says it can't be so restrictive that legitimate customers can't get cold medicine.
It's a delicate balance, but I think we're going to be able to find a way, working with the business community and law enforcement, to find a tracking mechanism and limit the access.
Souter, who chairs the Assembly's Committee on Criminal Justice and Homeland Security, says Oklahoma puts cold medicines behind pharmacy counters if they contain the ingredient used to make meth. According to figures on the Drug Enforcement Agency website, federal and local law enforcement in Wisconsin raided about 100 meth labs last year. Lawmakers like Dave Travis of Madison say prohibiting large quantity purchases of ingredients used to make the drug won't shut down the so-called kitchen labs, but could stop the bigger ones. Shameen Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.